Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We have a new total sum for the long-awaited project to link the centre of Dublin to the airport. €23 billion. So much that the former Taoiseach, Michael McDougall, was on the station this morning on the Pat Kenny show suggesting we should stop throwing good money after bad and scrap the project. Well, Janice Boylan is with me now. Janice is a Sinn Féin councillor for the North Inner City. Janice, should somebody yell stop or should we plough ahead with Metrolink?
I mean, we're looking at this. This is going on for the last 45 years, you know. We've been waiting on this for the last 45 years. And we do need more public transport and we do need a link to Dublin Airport because we have saw that that would be an added bonus to not only tourism in Ireland, but to obviously the people in Ireland going to and from the airport. We have to be mindful that we don't cause as much disruption to the cycle lanes and the roadways and stuff like that. So we have to be mindful of that while we're moving ahead with projects. But it is something that has been on the table for 25 years. And I think just to throw it to the wind now would be, you know, an irresponsible thing to do because people are already aware that this was on the table, that they wanted it delivered and that they were expecting it to be delivered. But we do have to be fiscally responsible. We really do. Like, we have to make sure that we don't have another scandal like the Children's Hospital, like the bike shed and stuff like that, because people are more aware of where their taxes are going now.
Yeah.
And they want to make sure that these decisions that are made, that they're fiscally responsible and that they will deliver a service that is beneficial and efficient. So,
one of the issues that Michael McDougall had was that question of the finances. €23 billion they're talking about now as a potential final cost for this. I mean, that's 12 children's hospitals for a train line to the airport.
The amount that it's gone up is absolutely mind-boggling. I mean, people don't even, you know, on a day-to-day basis, I don't be dealing with that even figure. Do you know what I mean? It's not like people in general are looking at that and thinking that that is okay. They're not. They're thinking that that is a huge amount of money. But it could be used as an investment. Do you know what I mean? It could open up plenty of other opportunities. As I said, it'd open up tourism a bit more. It'd be a better link to Dublin Airport. And it's something that has been promised for the last 45 years. There's nobody saying that the amount is manageable. It's an astronomical amount.
It's crazy. You're actually right to say it's a figure that people don't kind of deal with on a daily basis, something like that.
Yeah.
So let's imagine, for instance, cities where they're still using tram lines or metro lines that were built about 100 years ago. If the Metro North, if that line was to last for a century, it'd be 230 million quid every single year if you spread the cost over a century. And that doesn't include the running costs. A quarter of a billion. It's hard to just, I know, despite everything you say, and you're right in terms of the benefits it would bring, but that's too much, isn't it?
Look, when it comes to the figure, it is mind-boggling. It's absolutely mind-boggling. And with the inflation rates and everything else, everything has gone up, the cost of living, everything that's gone up. Like, even when you're looking at building, you know, you're getting a quote for building for your home last year, and you may add 20-25% onto it if you've delayed and stalled for this year because everything is going up. We're not saying that the price is not astronomical. It absolutely is. It's a mad amount to even consider. But this has been promised for the last 25 years. And I think people, you know, if we went out to the public, we went out to public consultation, I'm not 100% sure whether you'd have everybody on board. But there is good positives to this. And this is what we've been promised for so long, that the benefits of this would outweigh the negatives. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I guess that's the question we're at now. No one doubts the benefits, and you highlighted them, but it's whether they'll outweigh the upfront cost and the financial cost. And I just wonder, like, if we're saying 23 billion quid is okay, that we're willing to spend that, how much would we not be willing to spend? Joe, point would we get to where you say, actually, you know what, this is too expensive, don't do it?
We've said that before on different projects. Like, you know, you get to a certain amount and you have to look at it. We had an instance where something in Dublin City Council was after multiplying, and the amount that they were now looking for was much higher. That was with the Lido. Do you remember the Lido that was down in the White Rafting? Rafting. And when we realised the amount that it was going to cost, you know, the city, that there was a rollback on it because the support for it had failed then as well. So, you know, to ask me, I'm not in a position to turn around and say what's too much, because what you're asking me now is the amount at the moment is astronomical. It's absolutely astronomical. There's nobody saying that it's not. People, when they hear that amount, will be like, oh my God, that's some amount. But we do have to realise that this is something that has been promised for so, so long, and it has been on the table for 25 years. And we do need services like this in Dublin. The Lewis works fantastically. We're looking at getting extensions on the Lewis as well from different parts. I think they're trying to extend up into Cabaret and Finglas. Like, it does work. Light rail does work, and it does take cars off the
Janice,
the
you know what? You could build 920 of those Lidos for the cost you build the metro. If you put them end to end, people could swim from Dublin Airport into town.
I don't think we have that many good swimmers, to be perfectly honest with you. I wouldn't be able to do it in any way. But you know, it's a hard one. It really is. And I will get people who will be up against this and will say, Jesus, that's a mental amount of money. And I'll hear that, and I'll understand that, and I'll know where they're coming from. But at the end of the day, we do have to make transport changes. We absolutely do need to make transport changes. We need to make sure that we are a country that's thriving, that we're able to, take as many cars off the road as we can, and have a link to Dublin Airport. We are the only European city, as far as I can make out. Don't quote me on that, though, but I think we're the only European city that doesn't have a train system coming from it. A European capital that doesn't have a train system coming from it.
Councillor Janice Boylan, Sinn Féin councillor for the North Inner City. Janice, thanks a million.
No problem at all. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.